dude, don't even worry about it. You know you're awesome. You know that. Thanks for coming on Smart Way. My name is Jeremiah, and I am here with...
I'm Dion.
Oh, nice to meet you, Dion. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm peaches and cream. Happy about this off day in this corona situation because, you know, everything happens for a reason. Because, like today, we're going to talk about corona, sports, the off season. We're even going to talk about music, rather. We talk about the 1950s classics to the nowadays where you whipping nay nay and all types of other names, you know. You know. But tell me, what are your own views about corona?
I think the stores are being crazy. Nah, the people being crazy.
That's true.
With the stores and shit. Excuse my language.
Go ahead. We don't care. We're explicit.
But I don't even got toilet paper at my house, man.
What? I know a couple places they got it. You ever been to that place by Chipotle? What's that place?
Aldi?
Yeah, Aldi's got them. Aldi's actually. Really? Yeah, I know. I went to like a 30-some-year-old lady told me yesterday. She was like, oh, I got a good roll. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, she was real cool about it. But, you know. What do you feel about what's the end thing about this corona thing? Is it like people are going to get chips in their hand or, you know, talk to me. Tell me about it.
Man, I really don't know.
I mean, I understand. I mean, but me personally, I feel that's this perspective, right? This coronavirus, it showed up from Wuhan, China, Colorado. Yeah. Anywhere, you know, no one actually knows where this actually came from, right? And so I feel like everything's closing down. You get your concerts, you got your basketball, everything's just shutting down. How I'm viewing it as an opportunity. This is the opportunity for a mother that always goes to work to spend time with their kids. There's always the opportunity of a father that doesn't see their son to say, hey, son, nothing's open. Let's go fishing. Let's spend time. Let me show you what my dad used to do when we were young instead of always... Work, sleep, work. And, you know, actually view this as a positive thing, you know. I mean, it's pretty negative. People are dying. Everyone's getting infected. It's spreading like wildfire in Australia, especially since they're still cooperating for that aspect. But
I think it's ruining everything so far, man.
Yeah, it's true. It is.
Postponing everything, suspending everything. We only got NBA.
I know, and I love basketball. Like
we didn't even get a March Madness.
Don't even get me started. I didn't put no money on it. Happily, I did not put any money on it. But, you know, I feel as though maybe we looking at this as a terrible perspective way. Because the media is showing the deaths and the cases. And it's really depressing. But what about the families that are thriving? What about the husband and wife that are like, we don't see each other. But now, since this is going on, we have to work from home. That means we get to see each other. What about the retirement that we might have after the fact? You know what I mean? The retirement of, hey, I'm going to see your face every day. Let's get to know more about each other. Do you like chocolate cake? I like strawberry. Let's see if we could mix them both together. You know what I mean? Just have that different perspective and just in life, man.
I guess I could see it that way.
Yeah. But hey, everything's a little different, but I completely understand it. It's...
canceled all my trips, man.
I know. I canceled my trip to California. How do you think I feel? I was going to go to San Francisco. Now I'm going to LA. I have to go to LA.
I bought it non-refundable, too.
Bought it non-refundable?
Yeah. So what? I just had to call them, and all they could do is just book it at another time.
Yeah, the same thing they did with mine. I was like, yo, I you know, I talked to them. Didn't finesse, because finessing is terrible. I talked to them in a very proper way with some water on my face. And, you know, but I was like, you know, times is hard. So he was like, yeah, here's a voucher. You know, you fly wherever you need to go and stuff like that. So I'm just going, whenever this stuff starts cleaning up, I'll just take a trip to L.A., see different perspectives, see why L.A. is such a see what's the big thing about it. Besides, you know, seeing a homeless suffer and stuff like that. See what LA has to offer. You know what I mean? But tell me more about basketball, since, you know, it's the
basketball
game.
Basketball? Crap. Let's see. Well, Adam Silver suspended the season for now.
Yeah.
As you may know.
That's my dog. But
yeah, he's that guy, man.
I met him in New York. He's been good as commissioner. Yes, he has been amazing.
Very good.
He's been a really amazing. I respect what he's done with the Kobe Bryant All-Star game. I respect what he's done. Yeah. The players are still getting paid because you never know what the person's financials are going through. Maybe they're taking care of a whole family, not just themselves, you know.
Yeah.
I respect what's going on with Adam Silver and what his views are for
that. He made the right move.
Yeah. Tell me more, bro. Talk to me.
Well, we got the season suspended because right before tip-off, Gobert was out with an illness. Yeah. Or questionable with an illness.
Yeah.
And then it came back. He tested positive for COVID-19.
Jeez.
And they postponed that game. Yeah. So everyone was leaving the arena and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then the season got suspended. We found out the season got suspended.
Which is terrible, yeah.
And then they went on with how they proceeded with it. And, like, I think all the teams that they played in the last, 7 to 10 days or something like that, they had to be in, like, isolation and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Donovan Mitchell ended up getting it.
Jeez.
But he's asymptomatic. He's fine. It's just he didn't want to spread it, so that's not good.
Yeah.
And then who else got it? Kevin Durant, man. Kevin Durant.
KD. Think about it. KD, future Hall of Famer, MVP, 2-time Finals MVP.
He didn't play a single minute on the court this year, bro.
I know. I 100% know, but four other Nets players have.
Yeah.
So including KD, so there's three other people that KD probably dapped up or whatever. You know what I mean? But as well as two Lakers players. They haven't announced who the Lakers player.
It's going to be Bron.
It's not going to be
Bron. It's going to be Bron.
LeBron James have averaged 27.1 points, 7.4 rebounds, and 7.4 assists in just his career. He's not going to be LeBron. And this year, he's averaging double-digit points and assists.
It's going to be Bron because, see, Drake was hanging out with Kevin Durant like couple days. And then Kevin Durant got tested for it, and he tested positive.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days after, Drake was hanging out with LeBron at Bronny's game. And then all of a sudden, two Lakers players tested positive for it. Bro, it's got to be Bron. Drake got COVID, too.
He doesn't have COVID. He didn't even report that he had it.
He's in self-isolation. If he were to, he would test positive, bro. I'm telling you right now. It all makes sense.
What if, not wishing this on anybody, what if, like, McGee and Howard has it instead? Or, you know, there's some other players.
I mean, it's not like Bron gonna die, like. He's superhuman.
It's true. It's LeBron. Even though this COVID-19, I respect what the NBA players are doing. We got Kevin Love, Giannis, Zion, Rudy. They have all donated to help the workers on wages on the stadiums. They have the financials to do it, but they didn't have to do it. You know?
Yeah, they don't have to. But it was nice.
It was really nice. I respect the players. I respect the NBA for what they did because at the end of the day, everybody has families and they have to do what's best for them. You know what I mean? Everybody has to do what's best. But enough about basketball. Let's talk about this NFL offseason.
Tom Brady left.
Tom Brady. Timmy's. Dude, Tom Brady. I will literally give you.
Surprising. Good move, though.
Good move. He left the place where he could have been set for life. You know, he is. He could have been set for life.
He wanted to prove Bill wrong. He wanted to win without him.
Win without Bill. That's understandable. But Tom Brady, you're looking at a person that has 20 seasons with the Patriots, 6 rings like Jordan except for the losses, 4 Super Bowl MVPs, 3-time NFL MVPs, wasn't the number one draft pick, instead drafted 199, 17 divisional titles, 14 Pro Bowlers. Come on. That by itself.
He's declined heavily, man.
He's declined.
From 2016, he's the clown. He was still winning championships, but numbers say otherwise.
That's true. But the weapons he have now are gonna be better.
Oh yeah, he's got Chris Godwin. Mike Evans, Cameron Bray, O.J. Howard. He's got a young defense. He's got a good coach in Bruce Arians.
Oh, yeah. Because you're looking at Mike Evans. Last year alone, 67 receptions, 1,157 yards. Chris Goodwin, 86 receptions, 1,333 yards. This is with the quarterback that shot 30 for 30, leading the NFL in touchdowns and interceptions. So imagine how it would be if you had a Tom Brady. And that's
Turn down the turnovers.
That's easy.
Yeah, that's not hard.
He has the weapons.
But Winston is no scrub. Winston's no scrub. He just got LASIK eye surgery this offseason. He gonna be, I don't know, man. He could be in MVP talks this year. I'm just saying.
MVP talks. He have to do something phenomenal.
He led the league in passing yards. It was second in touchdowns. Although first in picks, but he got LASIK eye surgery this offseason. He'll be fine.
He's not a scrub.
He ain't no scrub. But he's not a scrub. One overall pick. He's 27-1 at Florida State. He won a national championship and then lost in the semis for his first loss the next playoff. So,
maybe he
was. And a Heisman Trophy winner.
Maybe he was a Johnny Manziel in college, but not the NFL. NFL, they're grown men.
Grown men, but first in yardage and second in touchdowns say otherwise.
You're right. But I just got this one big thing to say. Six rings.
Six rings in New England. What is he going to do in Tampa? We don't know yet. He's got to play Drew Brees twice a year. Matt Ryan twice a year.
And Drew Brees and Matt Ryan are both elite. But Tom Brady. He don't just pass that up. That's greatness.
That's greatness, but he's 42 years old. He's frail. He's an old man.
He's an old man. He's an old man. Tom,
but he can ball out. He can still Tom ball out. He's Brady. An old man. Let's face it. He's 42 years old.
Tom Brady is not old.
He's an old man.
Brett Favre was old when he was doing this thing. Tom Brady isn't old. He's not on
it's
the
It's not hard to call him old. He's old, but like he's still good.
He's not. Oh, my goodness. Because he's one of the oldest. If a person can be old but still effective.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's old, but he's effective.
Oh, my goodness.
But he fell off from, like, 2016, though.
That's the fall off? When Gronkowski left, when all of his weapons left, everything left him. Everything.
Should I pull up Tom Brady's numbers in the last 3 years?
I would gladly love
to. He's won championships, but he's just not as good as he used to be, man.
So greatness have an age?
No, he's still great. I'm just saying. Look, this year, he threw for only 60.8% of his passes.
Okay.
4,057 yards.
That's remarkable.
He averaged 6.6 yards a throw.
Yeah.
And then he threw for 24 touchdowns. It's pretty mid by Tom Brady standards. And then 8 picks.
8 picks.
Huh. He had a lot of games where he didn't throw touchdowns this year. And also less than 250 yards.
It's true, but when you have an O-line that was that sad this year, as well as a wide receiving core that is just the same as sad.
Oh, but he had a great defense this year.
Defense wins you championships. That's true.
And he didn't get to the championship.
Because his offense didn't help him.
But he's Tom Brady, right? He elevates everyone, right?
Yeah, we will see this year in Buccaneers if he elevates everyone. But I got my money on Tom. Tampa Bay got the Super Bowl this year. They haven't won the Super Bowl since 2003. Tom Brady is about greatness, and he have greatness written all over him.
Not this year. I give him a better shot next year. In 2 years. Not next year, though.
Really?
Come on, man. It doesn't just happen like that.
Jimmy G?
What running game they got? Ronald Jones?
It's perfectly fine.
That's not perfectly fine.
Jimmy G? What did he do? He
had G not good. I've been saying that. Jimmy G not good.
Jimmy G's not good. Jimmy G's not good.
Yo, you think Jimmy G's good?
Are you serious right now?
You think Jimmy G's good?
Are you... What? Don't even get me started about Jimmy G. You don't go to the NFL. And bro, that'd be good. You don't go
I'm talking in the NFL. Yeah, like he's in the NFL. He's good, but compared to all the other quarterbacks, he's not good. He's not good.
No, I can name a couple quarterbacks that are pretty trash right now.
I can name like 20 quarterbacks better than Jimmy G. 25 at least.
I would love to hear this miracle list because I know he's better than Phillip Rivers.
What? Stop.
What Super Bowl did Phillip Rivers go to?
Yo, don't act like Jimmy G carried this team to the Super Bowl, bro.
The defense did, but at least...
Don't act like Jimmy G carried this team to the Super Bowl.
It was 60-40. Don't. Let's be real here. It was
60-40. Don't.
60 defense, 40 offense.
Stop,
It was mostly the running game, but if push came to shove and he needed to pass, it would tell
he
him
can't
to
make, pass. He can't make a play under the clutch. In the clutch, he can't make a play. He can't make a play.
He can't make a play.
He choked. He get pressured. Nah, he choked.
Like who? Name another quarterback that chokes.
Bro, I mean, everyone has choke moments, but he can't play. Bro, 5 minutes in the fourth, he can't play. That's it. He can't play.
I can name a couple quarterbacks 5 minutes in the fourth quarter that can't play.
Who?
Jameis Winston? To say one?
He won a lot of games, too. He's won more games than Jimmy G, I bet.
What was...
Off clutch. Off clutch.
What was Winston's last play as his career as a Buccaneer? A pick six. Point exactly.
My man had a bad eyesight, bro.
Don't bring his eyes into this.
I'm not playing.
He could have got surgery to get those fixed.
And now he got surgery. Now watch. He's going to be MVP talks next year.
You keep on forgetting there's somebody who I personally love named Patrick Mahomes. Patty Mahomes. 50 touchdowns.
Did Patrick Mahomes lead the league in yards this year? No. Huh. Did Jameis Winston? Yeah.
I'm sorry. Patrick Mahomes cared more about winning the big one.
All right, just wait.
Just wait for what?
Jameis Winston gonna either go to the Chargers or he gonna go to, I don't know. Watch, he gonna go to AFC West. He gonna play Pat Mahomes twice a year just to prove everybody he's just as good as Pat Mahomes.
And back to Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, good.
They took him out of the Chargers. Do you know how bad you have to be for not to at least get your team to...
Phillip Rivers, 38.
AFC
title. Watch, he got a better
title,
team now. He got a better team now. NFC Indianapolis. Title,
Indianapolis. The team had an O-line set for Andrew Luck, who wanted to retire.
Yeah, Andrew...
Who
rude set. No. He didn't want to retire. He didn't want to retire. Andrew Luck quit on his damn team.
He didn't quit
in the preseason of football before the season was about to start.
He left him at a hole.
He didn't leave. He's a quitter.
He's not a quitter.
I used to like him a lot, but that move, weak.
That move
weak, bro.
Wasn't
That's
weak.
Weak.
What?
Because he didn't want to go through another grueling... Rehabilitation.
Yes.
So he retired.
Because
left his team in a damn hole. Nah.
He didn't leave
respect.
His team.
No respect.
Are you serious right now? This is blasphemy. I don't even believe this right
what?
Now. What? His team is okay on quarterbacks. Brissett, who came from New England, who helped this
what
team
he
win.
What
he
helped it. They make playoffs this year? They can make 500? No.
It was better than what the Buccaneers did. Huh, Jameis Winston, I'm telling you. Phillip Rivers.
Andrew Luck left, retired.
Yes. At
end of week 3 of preseason. He quit on the team because he didn't want to go through rehab.
I'm sorry. If you get hit by 350-pound grown man multiple times,
he quit on the team. He left him in a hole. That's all I got to say.
He left
Jermaine,
him in a hole.
Jermaine, he left him in a hole.
He did. Get me started. The team had over 500 this year.
The Colts?
Yes. They were over 500 this
they
year.
They were 7-9, bruh.
Get out of here.
They were 7-9.
No, they
bruh.
Won't.
They were 7-9, bruh. They were 5-3 at one point and they ended up losing every game the rest of the year.
Proof.
Hey yo, Alexa, what was the 2019 Indianapolis Colts record this year?
Wait for Alexa.
I don't know that one.
All right, you useless. 2019 Indianapolis Colts. I'm telling you, man, they ain't even make it.
They ain't make what?
Because they were 5-3 at one point,
yeah.
And then ended up losing every game the rest of the year. 7-9. Third in AFC South. Behind Tennessee. Behind Houston. Andrew Luck left them in a hole. If he came back, they probably would have been 12-4.
Well, I'm sorry if I have an injury prone quarterback.
Injury prone? It's his fault.
How's it his fault for somebody hitting him and his O-line not protecting him?
He too scared at 29 years old to come back strong. But nah, he gotta quit. He gotta wilt under pressure. Not good.
What you mean not
he's not good? He's not a great, bro.
He's not a great?
He's not a Hall of Famer. Too short. Yeah, great player, though.
Great player, but he isn't a Hall of Famer. I'll give you that. Phillip Trash Rivers.
No. Phillip Rivers still good.
Since when?
Why are you trying to talk down on Phillip Rivers' name?
Since when?
Watch, bro. He's gonna be good.
He's gonna be good. Okay. Back to this.
Bro, you know, Jimmy G not good. I'm gonna go back to what I was saying.
He's good.
Jimmy take G's Tom. Good. I'll probably still take Tom Brady washed up ass over Jimmy G. I'll take Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Phillip Rivers.
Stop it.
Matt Ryan. Hell, I'll take Ryan Fitzpatrick still.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
What?
The person with the beard.
He's good. When he's hot, he's good.
He looks like a billy goat.
That's fine. That don't mean anything if you can play.
That's true.
I'll take Tannehill over Jimmy G.
You might as well just run me over right now.
Cam Newton. I'll take Cam Newton at 50% over Jimmy G. Because at least Cam Newton will win me games. Cam Newton's won an MVP.
Yes, he has. But that's in the past. That isn't there now. Even though he's...
I'll take Matt Stafford over Jimmy G.
He's really good. Matthew Stafford's really good. He had Calvin Johnson, but couldn't capitalize on it.
Roethlisberger. Wentz.
Yeah. Carson Wentz. ACL. Mr. ACL.
He ain't got an ACL injury this year.
Huh.
He just got knocked out.
That's sad. You get hurt every year. Do you know how sad of a quarterback you have to be to get hit every year?
Bro, stop.
That means your O-line isn't doing something. That means
he carries him, bro.
Your second string had to win you that Super Bowl. Bro. Think about that.
Nick Foles good in Philly, though. He can only play in Philly.
That's true. Well, you got traded to the Bears?
Yeah.
By Trubisky. I don't know why they even drafted Trubisky that high, if we're being honest here.
I don't know either, man.
They said because we liked that he had his car and stuff like that, but I was like, dude.
No, but the thing is, you know, I'm a Bears fan, so.
I'm sorry.
But I wanted Watson this whole time. I was like, Deshaun Watson's a proven winner. He won a championship. Yeah. Beat Bama. Yeah. He had two good showings.
Great Bama.
But I don't know. I don't know why they were it wasn't until during the draft process, like right, I think 2 weeks before the draft was when it started ramping up about Trubisky.
Yeah.
But other than that, he was not being a highly touted player or anything like that. Yeah. So that, I don't know. I mean, all praise to the kid, but he ain't the future. If he is, prove me wrong, but
no,
I don't think Nick Foles gonna do anything either, if we're being honest.
I'm sorry. You need a franchise quarterback. You do. The Bears deserve it. You got Khalil.
They got Mack. Khalil Mack, man.
I just have to say that name, and that's Trimmers. It is. Like the trade that happened, the miracle trade. That was one of the dumbest trades I've ever seen in my life. This is like the Andre Drummond trade.
Andre Drummond trade.
That no, you have to be honest. The Andre Drummond trade was trash, but this one
it was bad.
One topped it. When you traded David Johnson, a 2020 second round pick, a 2021 fourth round pick to Houston, and Arizona gets DeAndre Hopkins, a 2020 fourth round pick, and you're gonna tell DeAndre Hopkins, I don't like it because you have so many baby mamas and
that. Yeah, that's wrong, man. Bill O'Brien, terrible GM, bro. Terrible GM.
That you're telling me this man's 27 years old. He's not worth the first rounder? He's not worth the first rounder.
Yeah.
You're looking at Nook, who has this year alone, this past season, 1,104 receiving receptions, 1,165 yards and 7 touchdowns. In 4 years, he's at 8,602 yards and 54 touchdowns.
I think, well, the Cardinals, that's an A-plus on their side.
Oh, 100%.
They only gave up David Johnson, who had a one good breakout year. Nuke's on a track to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
Hall of Famer. And you put him in that offense, Larry Fitz might be old, but he's still good. Yeah, he's still got the hands. And Kyler Murray is good, too. So, that's good for Cardinals, but damn, the Texans fucked up.
Yeah.
The Texans fucked up.
Dude.
That's all I gotta say. The Texans fucked up.
Have you seen the stats for David Johnson, dude? He got 94 touches, but 345 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns this year. You do better getting Todd Gurley, who has 223 touches, but 857 yards. That's what you do better. And you know what Todd Gurley was? If you would have just waited, he was a free agent.
Yeah. I agree.
And he's going back to Georgia. Where if I was Houston, I would have said, hey, I got Deshaun Watson. I got Hopkins. I got you.
Yeah.
I have these other weapons. I have a big three right now. I want you to, you want to win? You've seen what we can do in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You've seen that the play against the Bills where you avoided 4 of the people coming at them. You saw it. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Seriously.
So, what was that trade again, Foley?
The trade was David Johnson, 2020 second round pick. Not a first, second. 2021 fourth round pick to Houston, and Arizona gets Hopkins in the 2020 fourth round.
Okay, so they traded Hopkins for a fourth rounder and a second rounder, is what I'm getting at, right?
And a bag of chips, yeah.
All right, well, the Vikings sent Stephon Diggs and a 2020 seventh round pick to Buffalo for a first round pick, a fifth rounder, a sixth rounder, and a 2021 fourth rounder. Now tell me this. I'll take Hopkins over Diggs. Diggs good. Diggs great.
Diggs great. He had one miracle play. One.
Yeah.
Singular one.
Yup, by the teeth.
And he's worth the first rounder more than Nook.
Yup.
In 2018, Nook never missed a catch.
Yeah.
Do you know how amazing that is?
Yeah. Texans got fleeced. They got fleeced, bro.
Fleeced. You're taking an injury-prone running back compared to a top-tier wide receiver and fleeced. That's nothing.
My man got phased out of the offense to Kenyon Drake.
Oh, Kenyon Drake. You know, I got... dude, I played Madden 20, right? I got drafted by Miami for whatever reason. Baffles me to this day. I had Kenyon Drake as my running back. He didn't do nothing for me, bro. I had Jabari Parker and Kenny Stills. That's it. That mean I had to... chuck it. I had to.
Yeah.
Or run it myself. Because the run game was god-awful terrible. And I played personally on all Madden. But maybe that's the reason, but...
Yeah.
You know, whatever. My team is... right now, we're 4-3. And then we're the Miami Dolphins, so that's literally expected.
Yeah.
All thing they need is a good quarterback. But...
Tua.
You know, I told one of our friends about Tua before he even got on the Tua bandwagon. So... I literally watched an Alabama game, and so I'm like, he's really good. He took over Jalen Hurts' job. Yeah. He took over because he was sucking.
Yeah.
He took over, and what did he do? He won the game. And so I was like, man, you got to be a bad, bad man for you to come over and take somebody's job. Honestly.
Yeah.
And it's Alabama of all teams. You are pre-NFL. If you go to Alabama or Georgia or LSU, you're going to the NFL.
Yep.
You, what? Yes. You have to go to the NFL. And so, I was like, okay, yeah, sure. You know, Tua, he's really good. I'm seeing this play. I'm seeing how he plays. His name's unique. He fits. He literally fits. And then all of this injury and this concern. Yep. It's like, okay, cool. But Joe Burrow came out of Ohio State. The Woodworks. Worked his way up.
Yeah.
I respect that 100%. But Tua is still first round quarterback, top 10. One thing you need to do is have somebody that could protect this man.
Yeah.
Do you think the Miami Dolphins could protect this man?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, they're getting a lot of Patriots players.
Yeah, they are. Because of Brian Flores, that connection, but...
I don't
think Tua's a first-round draft pick, to be honest with you.
What?
What's about him? What's good about him?
Well, number one, no offense, his name. It's NFL ready. That is, have you seen Giannis Antetokounmpo? I couldn't tell you how to spell Antetokounmpo. But that's a marketing amazement. But his play, his running play, his IQ, his passing, it's more than just football. How he carries himself on and off the field. That's why I'm looking for in the first round.
He's still a good quarterback or something. He's a first-round draft pick.
Like the first pick?
Like, first round.
Wow.
1-32.
Even though there's people in the college in the past and even going on in the present that, you know, causes issues like Zeke. But, you know, Zeke Elliott, what, fourth pick?
Yeah. He's good, though.
He's good, but...
He's elite.
How many times did he have off-season issues?
Nothing really. Just hold out in like festival and.
I seen a video of him pushing a security guard.
That's nothing, man. People try to make something out of nothing. That's nothing. Goodness, Tony, that's nothing.
What?
That's nothing.
You don't just, if you an NFL player, you don't just push a security guard who's bigger than you. I'm sorry. How because you're stronger than someone? It literally makes no sense. And you're telling me that I'm just going to pass up? Taking Tua in the first round. Don't know what team gets him, but they're going
to
be...
No one needs Tua. No one's that crazy for Tua.
No one?
Everyone's pretty much set at quarterbacks.
What about the Dolphins?
I don't know. You could give Fitzmagic another year. And then get Trevor Lawrence.
For someone younger?
Get Trevor Lawrence, man. Trevor Lawrence better than Tua.
I will take Trevor Lawrence in New England to fill the void. He'll fit.
He'll fit.
He'll fit in Bill Belichick's system, honestly. But last topic, music. Favorite song right now?
That's tough. That's tough. I've just been listening to a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah.
So it's not really my favorite one.
Have you heard the whole Weeknd album?
Oh, yeah, yesterday. From like 11:55 up until almost 1 o'clock.
What was your favorite song on the album?
I can't come to that yet. I can't come to that yet. It's too soon.
Wow.
Too soon. So far, I loved every single one of it. But I can't give you an opinion like that yet.
Understandable. But me personally, I can't go behind... I'm still behind Weezy, WF Baby, YMCMB, Young Money, Cash Money.
You listen to the Funeral album?
Of course. Line 'em Up is my favorite song. Yeah.
I liked it too.
Line 'em Up is my favorite song. You're talking to the person that helped influence Nicki Minaj and Drake, who's now...
Stop with Nicki. We're going to stop there. Stop there.
Super Bass? Come on now.
Pop.
Super. What? Moment for Life.
Only good song she's got.
What?
Only good song she's got.
Only good song. Only good song. What?
She's not good.
Nicki Minaj isn't good.
She's not good.
So if you're
she was the only female rapper like during that time. She was not good.
Do you think she's better than Cardi B?
No. Absolutely not. You think so? Stop. You think so?
Nicki Minaj.
Would you like to voice your opinion? Oh, all right. You think Nicki's better than Cardi B?
Yes.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
Woman Reloaded. Pink Friday.
Wow, because she wraps an alter ego with Barbie hair. That's it?
Wow. What about her latest song, Yikes?
I didn't listen to it.
It's pretty
But it's good. Probably not good.
Oh,
she's not good. She was a thing in the past. She had her time.
Oh.
But there's a new woman now.
Who?
Cardi B.
Oh, my goodness.
And she will be there for a long time.
For a long time, really?
She's self-made. She didn't get paved away by Wayne or Drake.
Wow.
Nicki don't got one album better than Invasion of Privacy.
Yes. They're Pink not Friday. One. Pink Friday is better than Invasion
of Privacy. No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not.
Yes.
She take a L because she made a feature with Eminem.
Take an L because she made a feature with Eminem. Okay. It's...
Wow. She's not good anymore, man. She had her time. That's all right. It happens.
Wow.
She don't rap better than Cardi B. She just rap fast. She like the female Eminem. That's it.
Eminem is still great. She's
the female Eminem. Eminem can still rap, but like his music is not good no more. Nobody trying to listen to that in 2020. You know what I'm saying?
Are you serious? People still listen. Have you heard of Godzilla?
It wasn't good.
Godzilla wasn't good?
No.
Oh my goodness. I can't believe what thing I'm here.
He's a thing of the past too. It happened to everyone.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Alright.
Wayne's still good though. He's elite.
Wayne is elite. Back from, he's been at rapping since the age of 8, but wow. Nicki Minaj, of all people.
She's not better than Cardi B.
Okay, alright. I completely understand.
Yeah.
Now, I got the top 4 Billboards from 1958 till now.
Okay.
Songs as well as artists. And I want your opinion. Do you think these songs
from 1958
till now? Do you think these songs slash artists belong here? This is straight from Billboards.
Okay.
We have The Twist from 1960 as the number one song. Smooth from 1999. Mack the Knife from 1959. And Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars in 2015 as the number 4 song in Billboards from 1958 till now. You agree with the list? What? I heard a chuckle.
No, I didn't chuckle out of your
butt. Okay.
I only know one of those 4.
Okay, alright.
And I don't think Bruno Mars belongs on that.
Who do you think belongs in it?
Not Bruno Mars.
Could it be Drake? Could it be Jay-Z?
For Billboard 100, for like the whole world?
For the number one song, number 4 in the whole world. If you could take off Bruno, you know how much Uptown Funk was a hit. That's just like the Old Town Road that's playing right now. That's how much of a hit it was. We had HBCUs playing the song and mimicking.
I forgot how that song goes. How does it go again?
Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up. Dance. Jump on it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess. But
you know who Bruno Mars is.
Yeah. I don't think he's good, though.
Bruno isn't good.
No.
That was my first concert, Bruno Mars. When he
big name.
Big name. You don't go to 2 Super Bowls. One with Beyonce.
I mean, he robbed a spot.
2 Super Bowls. One on his own, one with Beyonce. The number one song on YouTube at a certain time was Lazy Song.
Good song. I could respect to that.
There's also Just the Way You Are, Marry You, Gorilla, Natalie.
That's okay.
That's okay.
He's okay. He's alright.
24K Magic, where he put the funk back into music. But it's okay.
It's alright.
I understand. Now, I do have the top 10 artists.
I'll take The Weeknd over Bruno Mars, but...
You'll take The Weeknd over Bruno?
Oh, yeah, easy. Okay. 12 times out of 10.
Wow. Alright, I understand. Now, for the top 10 artists on Billboards, we have the Beatles as number 1. Of course, you have to have the Beatles.
I agree.
Number 2 is Madonna. 3, Elton John. 4, Elvis. 5, Mariah Carey. 6, Stevie Wonder. 7, Janet Jackson. 8, Michael. 9, Whitney. And 10, who do you think the 10th person is?
Of like just musicians?
Musicians.
10. 10.
It could be Kiss, Nirvana.
I'll go with Bon Jovi. I'll go with Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, okay. Actually, number 10 is Rihanna. Riri. Of all people.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. According to Billboards.
Okay.
I mean, there's sometimes when I'm like, no way. And then there's like, okay, I understand if you have a song like Love on the Brain, Work, Umbrella, and who she is as a performer. She made her own. She made her own fortune. Besides the music, she did what every artist should do, which is get their money and diversify the money into building something greater.
I think she's better than Beyonce.
Who?
I think she's better than Beyonce.
Rihanna is better than Beyonce in your opinion? Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay. Super Bowl, but yeah, I understand.
All right, so Super Bowl's the only thing you got going for you?
No. Lemonade, the album Lemonade. Dance for You. Love on Top.
She's living off Jay-Z's fortune, but that's another opinion.
Nah, let's get to that opinion. She's living off Jay-Z's fortune. Like, Beyonce didn't come into the relationship with nothing. Beyonce, Queen
Just B. wasn't as big.
Beyonce wasn't as big.
I mean, she was, like, the lead of Destiny's Child, but Jay-Z was a bigger name, obviously. Well, I guess you could say the same for Rihanna, because she lived off Chris Brown's fortune, too.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I understand. I completely understand. Wow. Okay. I am in pure shock over the things I've heard today. Wow. We will talk more off the air about this. But thanks so much, everybody, for listening. I'm gonna go get some water because I need water.